Okay, English program here. How are you? Hope you're okay. We are talking here about classic television. Yes, I'm a big fan. Oh, this is on TV, by the way, celebrating all things related to the BBC. And I've always been a big fan of the Beatles. So that's another podcast. I've always been a big fan of the BBC. And I'm sort of looking here at some of the programs that used to be on the BBC when I was little. Benji Jackson, the Alien Prince. Yes, a little dog is walking about, and a spaceship crashes, and inside is Prince Yubi and Zax, little flying robots, and they make friends with a canine called Benji. Wonderful little program that was. There was also Lassie. Lassie used to be on Children's BBC. Yes, I can't remember if they were black and white or colour, because I know both exist in the archives somewhere. What else used to be on the BBC? Let me think. The Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Yes, before they went back to ninja. They couldn't use the word ninja on the thingy on the telly, so it was changed. So every reference to ninja was removed. But other things used to be on the BBC. Moonlighting. I used to love watching Moonlighting. And it was like Tuesday night or something. And straight after that was Red Dwarf. It was great. I think The X-Files was on the BBC. Yes, what else? Star Trek: The Next Generation. It started in the UK on BBC Two. Yes, like Tuesday or Wednesday nights or something. There used to be something long, 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 long ago, before BBC Three, there was something called Def 2, where for about 2 hours every sort of evening, from sort of 6 to 8 in the night, BBC Two was sort of handed over to a rather strange collection of programs. There was The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Invisible Man, Battlestar Galactica, Spider-Man, all kinds of things, all sort of classic cult programs. This was all on BBC Two in something called a Def 2. Yeah, it was quite good, actually. I liked it. What else was there? I'm trying to think what else there was, actually. Just thinking. I'm thinking now, you know. Yes. Can you hear this? That's me thinking. Yes. What else did we have on the BBC? Just thinking. Due South, yes, Due South began in the UK on the BBC. These are all, most of them, imports, of course, what I'm talking about. But, lots of original UK things as well on the BBC. Like, well, at the moment, we've got Ian and Hacker on CBBC, which is better than anything, quite frankly. It's great, the best ever. Back in the sort of 80s, you had Philip and Gordon, and then Andy and Ed, and then the other Andy and Ed, and all kinds of wonderful memories and moments and everything. Yes, so this is why we have this little program on Cheapy celebrating all things BBC, or the Beatles. The Beatles. Big connection between the Beatles and the BBC. They're both great, I suppose, yes. Well, there's no suppose about it. It's true. It's a fact. If you have any memories from watching the BBC in times gone by, love to hear from you. Twitter.com/EnglishRadio is a great place for you to contact us, if you so wish. This little program is all about the things I've been talking about, or something. Yes. Okay, got to go now. Drink my tea.